Greetings in Jesus' name on this 11th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 40s outside. It's rainy, it's cloudy, it's foggy. It's a very gloomy morning. You can hardly see your hand in front of you as the fog has settled in to this day. It's going to be like this all day today and all day tomorrow, and we're trusting the Lord for His guidance and for His care. I hope that you're encouraged with what God is doing in your life. We're still rejoicing in the powerful services that we had on last night. I changed my message. I got on the platform and got to sensing that maybe the message that I had out of Proverbs chapter number 11 was not the message for the hour, and swapped it over to Romans chapter number 8 and preached on more than conquerors, and just give an exposition of Romans 8:26 and 8:31 of where the Bible says the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then later on in the chapter, we learn that the Lord Jesus Christ also maketh intercession for us. And when we don't know what to pray, we can rejoice in the fact that the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ are interceding on our behalf. And for that, we are eternally grateful. I hope that you're going to enjoy all that God has in store for you. We're busy about the Father's business here in my office studying, seeking the Lord, and then headed down to teach the Bible class. And then repairing different things around the home here, in a special meeting tonight on Zoom with a lady that's going to come work with us this summer in the Pioneer Ministry. And so a full day of ministry. Also going to the doctors today to get my blood drawn. I appreciate your prayers that God would be pleased and I would be having good numbers and I could go on for the glory of God. I want you to take your Bibles with me and look in Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 1, where the Bible says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Jesus was tempted of the devil. And you'll find out that if you live the Christian life any length of time, that you'll also be tempted of the devil. And the Bible says in verse 3, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." He raised questions to the Son of God about him being the Son of God. And you must understand today that the tempter is still doing the exact same thing. He's raising questions about our life. He's raising questions about our salvation. He's raising questions about our service. He's raising questions about our sacrifice. And he's continually raising questions. He said, so you say you're a Christian. Oh, so you say you're a servant of Christ. And the tempter comes, and he begins to tempt us. And I've experienced this countless times. And I'm certain that many of you that are listening to this broadcast today have experienced the same thing. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." He simply answered him by saying, "I understand that you're tempting me, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And we must understand that when the tempter comes to us, the great offensive weapon that we have is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we must be people of the book, so that when Satan comes and tempts us, we can be reminded of the great words of God. And we can quote those words, and we can rely on those words, and we can know that they will be sufficient in this great spiritual battle that we're in for right. And I'm wanting God to emphasize this truth today in our Bible time together, that we would go to the Word of God, and we would memorize the Word and know the Word and be able to live by the Word of God, so that when the tempter comes, we can stand true on that word, and I believe God will continue to give us the victory. We are victors through Christ, but daily we fight battles, and I want us to be on the winning side. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.